Welcome to Plenty. Today, I have a Relaxed Money student feature with the gorgeous, the amazing Tanya Melendez. So Tanya is a spiritual advisor, and she found this work at the perfect moment in her life. And since integrating healing her relationship with money, she has attracted the most incredible business opportunities that when she told me about them, they kind of blew my mind. And she also just was able to take her and her daughter on the trip of a lifetime. I can't wait for you to hear her whole story and all the healing she's done. So enjoy the episode. Welcome to Plenty. I'm your host, Kate Northrup, and together we are going on a journey to help you have an incredible relationship with money, time, and energy, and to have abundance on every possible level. Every week, we're going to dive in with experts and insights to help you unlock a life of plenty. Let's go fill our cups.
Please note that the opinions and perspectives of the guests on the Plenty podcast are not necessarily reflective of the opinions and perspectives of Kate Northrup or anyone who works within the Kate Northrup brand.
Hello, Tanya. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you so much for inviting me, beloved Kate. I'm so grateful.
I'm so happy to connect. So I'm curious, do you remember how you first heard about Relaxed Money or the workshop we were doing leading up to it?
Oh, yeah. So I loved you in your sparkly outfit. You were doing, I think it was like a 4-day or 5-day sprint of some sort. And I had been following you for years, Kate. I have the money story. I followed even your mom, you know, and so you've always been in my sphere. And so when I saw you in that beautiful outfit, you know, you were shining and talking about money. And I was like, wait a minute. This is something new. I've never heard this, you know, this happiness and joy that she's carrying around with talking about money. So I was intrigued and I signed up for the workshops. I don't remember if it was a challenge or what it was, but I did it. And having that feminine, soft energy that went with the money practices was mind-blowing. It was actually life-affirming and life-changing for me. So it really just taught me another way of looking at and having a relationship with money. Mm-hmm. So that's what got me. That was what got me, really.
I love that. So do you remember what specifically? So that was in fall of 2022. Yeah, fall of 2022. Yes. So what was happening in your life or in your business at that time where it felt like engaging in that workshop was a worthwhile use of your time? Like, why was that the right time for you to find the work?
Oh, such a good question. It was because you spoke so much about embodying it and that abundance and prosperity are feminine principles. And that was, again, a huge reminder. And where I was in my business was still trying to, you know, I'm a manifesting generator in human design. So I'm a multi-passionate and coming up with all these things. But what I recognize is I wasn't embodying the feminine principle, the feminine principles of prosperity and abundance. And so I said, you know what? Let me do that. And just the name alone, Relaxed Money. Hello. I mean, who doesn't want relaxed money instead of stressed out and chaotic and anxious and all the different kinds of money? And I said, you know what? This is an investment in myself that will change my life. And I knew that because even in that 4-day experience, I had already was doing some repatterning. And so I really just have to thank you for that, beloved, for showing me what I needed to see, especially as a Black woman. You know, we're not taught this. We're not, in fact, we're excluded from financial conversations altogether because we've been conditioned to be in struggle mode. And the somatics that you brought and introduced, again, life changing, because I had never even known. I didn't know how my belly would clutch I didn't know how that tenseness would come in until you said, this is what happens. And then I was like, oh my gosh. And now I'm regretting the fact that I didn't sign up again for the refresher. But yeah, thank you. Next round, I promise I will, because I need that some more. You know, that's a constant practice. And I do remember it every single day. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You're so welcome. And it is a constant practice. And I'm so glad you said that, because I never want to paint the false illusion that this is like one and done, right? I mean, I'm forever on the money healing journey. And the patterns that live in our bodies, not only from our own lived experience, but also our collective experience, and then also ancestral, they took like a really long time to get patterned in our DNA. So it makes sense that it's an ongoing process. And I love that you spoke to that, that you're engaged in it daily, because it is a repatterning and it's a long-term unraveling. And yet you also said simultaneously that the effects can be felt quickly. So it's both.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And that's one of the things I think, especially for women of color, we have to allow ourselves to get the repatterning instead of thinking we can figure it out. And especially because we do carry that generational and ancestral energy through our bodies with the money, especially. And so again, that's why I was just so like, I must do this at least for myself and the collective sisterhood of women who need to hear this information. Cause of course I've incorporated into what I do and what I share.
I'm so glad. And I'm excited to hear about that. Mm-hmm. Now at the moment that the workshop was over and it was time that the Relaxed Money doors opened, did you have any hesitations? Did you have any kind of feeling of resistance or wondering, oh, is this going to be right for me for any reason? And if so, what were those hesitations?
Well, the money, of course, we're going to talk about that. Yeah. The investment. And I was like, how am I going to figure this out? And Spirit was just reminded me that you wouldn't have been given this opportunity if you weren't going to be able to take care of it. And luckily at that time, I again was at a place where I could. And so I just said, show me the way, show me the money, you know, provide the experience. And it happened, you know, again, because I made a direct and conscious, you know, decision and request to the universe. I want this. I need this. You brought this to me. So let's do this, you know, but the resistance was real, you know, it's a big investment. And it's not that big of an investment, but it is at the same time. It's an investment of time, energy, and money.
Yes.
And again, but the return on investment has been life-changing, as I said. It's, and I can't wait to share with you in some of the ways that it really truly has.
Well, yeah. Let's get into that. What are some of those tangible, you know, both the visible and the invisible results that you've experienced now? You know, you're about 18 months out from that first, well, really a year out from finishing that first round. Tell me more. What's different now?
So what's different now is I do have a different relationship with money. I have a checking, savings, and business account, which I had not had before. So I want to thank you for that as well. And removing that veil of fear around it, you know, and then having those money dates, talking to my money. Actually, I have an alarm set at 6:25 that says, I love money and money loves me every morning, you know? And so it is, again, just, and even when I'm in that sleepy state, it's that reminding that it is a relationship. And so just recently, I met one of the pioneers, one of the Black pioneers in consulting. He's really a living legend and of wealth in wealth management. And so I'm going to be serving as his spiritual advisor. And so to be able to know that I have attracted that level of, I mean, of greatness, like truly this, I wish I could share his name, but, you know, this level of greatness, like the universe literally said, this is what you're ready for. And I'm like, still like, wow, I'm ready for this. And then working with my beloved sisters, the Astro Twins, as their head coach and their certification program, the Be Your Own Astrologer. That again, if I was still in that old vibration of victimhood and how and when and what, and always thinking about money as far away from me instead of this constant flow, there's no way I could have attracted those opportunities. Yeah. And my daughter and I just came back from my lifelong dream trip to Egypt. So we just came back from a trip to Egypt together, and I'm still even processing that. So that's just been in the last 3 months. And again, this is the ramifications. Well, I don't want to say ramifications. These are the blessings, yeah. the blessings yes. that come from having that raised vibration. So again, thank you. Mm. And the somatic yes. work is that. And let's not forget about the aromatherapy oil, the sacred money. So good, right? all of that, Kate. Mm-hmm. So again, I just thank you so much, sister.
Well, I love this piece around calling in the opportunity to be a spiritual advisor for this incredible pioneer in wealth management. Wow. And also be able to be the head coach with the Astro Twins, who have a ginormous brand. And then this trip to Egypt, like each one of those things, but specifically, I mean, the Egypt trip, I'm so excited about for you. That's a trip I want to take as well someday. But those two business opportunities, as somebody, and I know you're somebody who does this too, as somebody who's out there always looking for people to, whether it's to hire them, to bring them into our programs, to hire them myself, you know, for them to be my coach or my advisor, or for them to work inside my company. Like, we are always looking for an energetic match and someone who just feels right. And for you to come in as a spiritual advisor to somebody who really has tremendous mastery in the area of money is, I know you already said it, but I just want to say it again, that you became an energetic match for that by embarking on healing your relationship with wealth. And so he could feel that you are a clear channel, because he wasn't going to be attracted to want to work with someone who was not engaged in their own money healing work. It just wouldn't feel like an energetic match. That's so
absolutely.
Cool.
Absolutely. It absolutely is. And, you know, I live in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, right? And so again, the universe had to make all of this work so I could meet this man here, and he's from my hometown of Chicago. And so perfect. Again, just like, there's no way I could have ever met this person if I wasn't an energetic match. And that's exactly even what I told his assistant. I was like, who have I become that I would meet, you know, someone like him and have him in my sphere? And even you, like, just truly, how amazing is that? And even here, being on your podcast, this is such an amazing treat for me. Like, I adore you. And like I said, I have followed you for many, many years before I ever stepped into the relaxed money pool with you. So thank you again for your pioneering work.
It's, you know, and this work shows up right when we're ready for it.
Yeah.
So you had mentioned earlier that you have been able to incorporate some of what you learned into your own work as an astrologer, as a spiritual advisor. And I want to hear more about how it's shifting what you offer. First of all, what you do offer, and then also how this is changing either the way you offer it or what you offer to begin with.
Oh yeah, it totally changed. Where I was seeing myself as just a coach and a counselor and a tarot card reader, and now I see myself truly as a spiritual advisor, because that's truly what I do. I advise on, and you know, I pull out all of my tools if necessary when I'm working with people, because everyone is different. And so I see it now as like this this alchemy, as opposed to, oh, I'm a tarot, this, I'm, you know, doing readings. Now I recognize that I had to see myself differently. You know, I had to step into what I call my queen era, you know, mm-hmm. and really elevate to that level of who and how I saw myself. And really, it was the somatics. As I shared, as a Black woman, we carry this energy of struggle. And, you know, that I always say that colonization was complete. You know, it our minds, our bodies, our spirits, our spirituality, our relationship with money, with food, all of those things. And so the somatics around money is so big. And so now I ask people all the time, when is the last time you cried over money? Right. And people get like, oh my God, like all the time. And I'm like, so money really doesn't care about you. It's a piece of paper. And however you give it so much emotional weight that you are emotionally crying in pain over a piece of paper. Mm. And when people see it that way, they're like, oh my God, like, you're right. This paper does not care about me at all. And so that really starts to shift that, especially for women. And then also the empowerment piece of recognizing that receptivity and prosperity is a feminine principle. And so many women forget that. I was like, you are a giver of life. You are in flow with all that is. You are in flow with the moon, right? And so that those empowerment practices, and of course the somatics that, you know, it have been really supportive and support and really serving my clients and, you know, yes. my communities. So again, yeah.
Yeah. And the ripple effect of someone like you, who, you know, we're all leaders, right? And you also are a leader as a mother and then working with clients
yes.
who, you know, some of whom are then also out there working with clients. So the ripple effect of you stepping in to this healing work, you know, I'm sure, because I remember we talked about it on the IG live that we did, where, you know, it heals seven generations back and seven generations forward. So on behalf of your lineage, you've stepped into this, but then also on behalf of the people that you impact every day, you have made it easier for them to heal their relationship with money, just simply by being around you. And that's such a gift to your clients, because it when really we is. Are working with people and we have funny energy around money, that gets communicated. And when we're working with people and we have clean, conscious energy around money, that gets translated. And it makes Absolutely. The whole thing so much easier and so much more in flow. So thank you so much for sharing those things. So if somebody is listening right now and they're considering stepping into either, you know, engaging in the free workshop Wide Receiver coming up or all the way in for Relax Money, what would you want them to know?
To give yourself a chance, trust your intuition.
I lost you there. I heard two and then it skipped. So can you say two?
Yes. To give themselves a chance and to trust their intuition, which is both feminine qualities, you know, mm-hmm. listen to your gut. If your gut is saying, I need this, then give yourself a chance. Give yourself a chance to see yourself differently and to have another relationship with money altogether, and let it be easy. Let it be graceful. Don't make it a struggle. You know, we can decide if we're going to let it be easy or if we're going to do what we've always done. And that's why the somatic work of rewiring and repatterning was so, so powerful and so healing, because that's really where it's at. And so yeah. just for the somatics alone, again, I regret not signing up for it this time, but I've got a full plate, but I definitely in the future will be, you know, rejoining just again for the somatics alone, because that I was really, that. And even from there, I started doing a breathwork practice, a really focused, you know, deep breathwork practice, all from that. So it really, it has had a ripple effect in my personal life as well.
Mm-hmm. So beautiful. So beautiful. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for talking Thank with you. Me today and
of course.
Sharing your beauty and your heart and your spirit. And if people want to connect with you and find out more about what you offer, where should they find you?
Well, they can find me on my website at www.tarotlifecoach.com and on Instagram, The Real Tanya Melendez.
Amazing. Amazing. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being you. Thank you for being part of this community. I appreciate you. Appreciate your time and everything you've shared today.
Thank you so much, Kate. Have a beautiful rest of your day and week. Happy 4/4.
Thank you.
Woohoo! You made it to the end of an episode of Plenty. Don't you feel expanded already? So if you liked this episode, go ahead and leave us a review. Subscribe to the podcast. Text a friend and let them know they need to listen in. That helps us spread the word so more people can experience plenty together. And if you want to ease your path to creating wealth, I created a money breakthrough guide for you where I interviewed over 20 of my high-earning women friends. And I asked them what their biggest money breakthrough guide was. And the responses were so mind-blowing and helpful, I knew I needed to pass them along to you. This is the kind of thing that is often only shared behind closed doors, but now you can access it totally for free. So head over to katenorthrup.com/breakthroughs and get the guide. Again, that's katenorthrup.com/breakthroughs. And I'll see you next time for Plenty.
Woohoo! You just finished an episode of Plenty. Don't you feel richer already? So listen, if you're ready for even more, I teach a free money workshop only 2 times a year, and it is coming up April 23rd, 24th, 25th. It is called Wide Receiver. And in the 3-day workshop, I am going to help you restore your relationship with money and claim the bounty that has your name on it. You can go over to katenorthrup.com/wide to get your free ticket. And I'll see you there.